Welcome to the Soft Spot.
Welcome to our show.
I'm Julian McCullough.
I'm Meg Malloy.
And this is the Soft Spot.
It's
this is a
podcast blast from the past.
We're present. We're very present people mm-hmm. who love to live in the past.
Yeah. We are super nostalgic people. We love old stuff.
Like before we were born
yeah.
and from when we were born.
And not much after that. So we love old stuff.
We do.
We love flea markets. We love digging for antiques.
Mm-hmm.
We love old music. And we were listening to, it was an Interpol song that came on. We were out to dinner the other night because
mm-hmm.
we dine at cool places that play things like Interpol. And it was a song from like 2006, that album. And I was like, oh, this is a new song. But no, brain, it's not a new song.
It's new to your brain.
Because I just stopped accepting new music at like 2006 or 2007. I'm
yeah.
just like out of the loop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's, and that's why we're here doing this show.
I know. But
because new stuff is not a strong point of mine.
That doesn't mean we're not interested in the youth
and,
of today.
And that's why today we are bringing you
a very young person.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Who probably thinks we are so terribly out of touch.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely thinks we're a couple of old people.
Our guest today is James Kennedy from Vanderpump Rules and his own career as a DJ.
Yeah.
Very high profile career as a DJ. And apparently rapper. And we didn't know that.
And I didn't
and
know that.
And he let us know that we didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Yeah.
I got called out hard for not knowing that.
But he is a...
But I was thinking while he was talking, I was like, he has such a smooth voice. He has mm-hmm. such an excellent voice. He could. I bet he has a really good singing voice. And then I was like, hey, did you ever think trying to do that rap thing
yeah.
and he was like
he's like I have like two top 10 hits and we were
yeah.
like cool
I was like oh well you know I'm 1,000 years old and
unless they came out in 86 I don't know what you're talking
yeah.
about
so today we are broadening our horizons, stepping into the present day
and he, you know, it's funny, he has the energy of a young person.
He is
just like, he's an electron.
He
he's
is
insane.
He's bouncing around
mm-hmm.
he's like I really like his vibe. He's just like a creative. You can tell he's just like ideas.
He does not have no in his heart.
No.
That is for sure.
He doesn't. I love being around people who you can tell they think that anything is possible and anything is like within reach.
Yeah.
And it's good because it does like kind of elevate you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so often we dog on people for that, and we're like, ugh, you're delusional. But
no,
look at where he is in his
generation.
Life.
That's our generation.
And I believe so much in, like, manifesting and setting
and
intentions.
And frequency and all that.
And frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's obviously living proof that
if you live at a high
that
frequency,
shit, yeah, that
you
shit
attract,
works.
You attract other high-frequency people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take really any path you want to. Your thoughts become reality.
That's true.
Not to get too trippy on you. This is not like a, you know, Eastern medicine podcast, but I do very much believe in that stuff.
Right.
It's possible to have a sense of humor and also be deep, you know? A lot of people think that that's...
Don't box me in.
Don't box me in, baby.
Yeah. Well, it was a very fun interview, and we're going to go back to, I don't think it's going to change my life in terms of I'm going to start listening to house music, but I do appreciate that it's good.
And I like how much he loves it.
And he did drop a couple of names that I will check out, because I think I could probably get into some of it.
Right.
You know? And it's what's interesting to me is he mentioned a couple of, like, legends of house music, and the legends I don't even know. I've never heard of.
I know. I had no idea who he was talking about either.
At the same time, I've never done ecstasy, so I don't know.
I have.
You know. So you don't have that excuse.
No, I don't have that excuse. But I never was listening to that kind of music whenever I did it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, not that we need to get into that, because apparently my dad listens to the show now.
I don't even know why I would take ecstasy. I just listen to Phil Collins, and I don't think that's a good matchup.
Yeah, I don't really think that...
If
you were to pair things, I'm not really sure that Phil Collins would be what you would pair.
You know why? Because it's redundant. Listening to Phil Collins is already ecstatic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh, sure.
Sure.
So let's get to the interview. It's a lot of fun, and strap in, because this guy...
He, like I said, ideas, bing, bang, boom.
People say life isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. This guy's fucking sprinting the whole thing.
He is. He is cracking me up.
Yeah.
I love that everything is lit. I sound like an idiot when I say lit, and I'm only a few years older than him, but he was like, it's fucking lit, and I was like, wow, how do you just say that? How does it just roll off the tongue like that?
Imagine he should do infomercials where motivational speaking is everything is lit.
Yeah.
You know?
He should do like a self-help book and call it Everything is Lit.
Imagine a life where everything is lit.
Yeah. Be your most lit self.
I took English lit in college. It did not feel lit.
Oh man, I bet you're not the first person to
make that
joke. Go there with that, okay, Mr.
Fine.
English major.
Ouch.
We also asked him if you guys are familiar with the theme song, which, you know, if you're still listening, you probably are.
Yes.
We asked him for a remix of that.
We still don't know if he's gonna do it.
We don't know if that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But
stay tuned.
We put it on the table.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get a whole new generation of listeners if we can get him to remix our theme. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. James Kennedy.
Yeah.
How old are you, James?
27.
27. So, are you like, you can't wait to get married?
No, like, I'm excited for that one day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for sure, but not right now. I mean, my dad had me and got married at 28, so I feel like when I surpass that, I might feel a little bit more pressure.
Mm-hmm. Next year's going to feel totally different.
Probably will.
Yeah.
But 28 should, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a milestone. That's how old my dad was when he had me and got married.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot of common already.
Our dads should get together. Does your dad smoke weed?
Absolutely, yeah.
Does he not particularly like people?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
all right, great. And my dad played soccer, so I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Our dads could have been really good friends.
So where in England are you from?
I'm from Hampstead. London,
okay.
In London. I moved around pretty much London. I moved around like everywhere in London. I was born in like central London.
Mm-hmm.
We lived in Hampstead, North London, Twickenham, went to Twickenham, Richmond. Like, I've been all over London.
Okay.
How do you like LA?
I love LA.
Yeah.
LA's dope. LA's dope.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been here?
10 years.
Oh,
or
wow.
Like 11 years now.
What?
Wow.
10 or 11 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're more LA than we are. Well, certainly than she is, but.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm more LA than most of, like, LA people, to be honest.
You came here to show them how it's done.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why not? I guess you got to in LA, right?
Right.
I mean, if you're not showing, like, if you're not trying to do something here, then I don't know what you're doing here.
That's right.
That's true.
It's too expensive to hang.
Yeah, you can't just...
Unless you're one of them mooches.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those
lot.
Are you a doer or a moocher?
Yeah.
I think we're all doers in this room.
Yeah,
yeah, we are.
We're doers.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing shit right now.
Exactly. Here we are, showing up, talking into microphones.
If either one of you start to mooch, I'm going to call it right away and be like, you're
Sometimes
at
Sometimes you got to embrace the moochers, too. You got to embrace them. Cause
I'm pretty impressed by how many people make mooching, like, their whole lifestyle here.
Yeah.
Full-on lifestyle.
Yeah. Like, look at that Jordan Woods situation. Her occupation was a mooch.
She was the queen of that, though. You know, you got to give her credit where credit's due.
And then,
she was famous for that.
And then she screwed the mooch.
I know.
Screwed the mooch.
She did. Oof.
You got a good mooch situation. I mean, Cato Kalin knew how to mooch.
I saw your tweet. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I am pretty funny.
He said she just put in an application at Sir. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was funny because I went to the Pretty Little Thing event that was at their headquarters opening on Melrose the night before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I met Khloe Kardashian there. Being a huge Kardashian fan in general, do you know what I mean? Like, I watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've always, like, you know, Yeah, she married Kanye West, who I'm Kanye's biggest fan. So yeah. It just all goes hand in hand.
Chloe
so,
did not marry Kanye West.
No, Kim did. Kim right. did. But oh, I love the whole Chloe. Family. Yeah. No, right, yeah, right. Just speaking generally of the whole family.
Right.
Anyway, Chloe walks into the party and gave me a hug, right, and kissed me on the cheek, and she goes, "Oh, I'm a fan of yours. I'm a fan of yours." And
I was like,
I was like, "Oh, you?" I go literally rose to red to purple, right? And my friends are laughing, and then she walked off. Anyway, the next day, Jordan Woods comes into Sir. Boom shakalaka, like she's having a crispy chicken dinner, fucking handing in her resume. And anyway, I made the joke up that she's handing in her resume, but like she knows what she's doing. Like she's coming into Sir, like we filmed Vanderpump Rules there. Yeah. It's like the next biggest reality show, isn't it?
Right.
So, you know, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Like,
you're asking for it, babe.
That's a pretty bold move.
You're asking for it.
You could be the next Kylie. If Jordan becomes your friend.
I know.
You know?
No, Jordan, I'm loyal to the Kardashians.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so maybe the Kardashians are your soft spot.
She could be your friend if she wants.
Yeah.
he wants no part with that traitor.
And I want no part of the story. I made a funny little joke and it went viral for a little bit, but whatever.
What was your reality show when you were a teenager watching on TV?
I watched all of them. I loved all of them.
What was your favorite?
You know, The Hills, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about The Hills, even though it wasn't exactly reality, back then they were fooling everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just fucking genius.
Yeah.
Like, good lord. And that wasn't that long ago, you know?
No.
But I used to watch that in I moved to Ibiza, Spain when I was 14 years old.
I mean, who didn't? London.
Right. So.
You've been like a party boy since you came out of the womb.
Yeah.
You were like here for it. Yeah. Ibiza. Who
did
says
you make it?
I moved
wasn't
to
partying.
Ibiza.
I wasn't like, no, I was like little then. I wasn't partying or smoking then. I was 14. Like, so I moved to Ibiza. Right. I found out what DJing was. I went to clubs. I snuck in. And mm-hmm. And the last day I partied there, I was like 16 when I left. But anyway, we'll get into that story.
Yeah.
But what was I saying?
Did you
about the Hills and reality TV?
Oh yeah, The Hills. So I really wanted to move to LA after watching The Hills and Entourage and all that stuff, the fake reality shows. But I like Jersey Shore and like I remember Rock of Love, Tila Tequila.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
Flavor
god,
Flav.
I loved Rock of Love.
Rock of Love went hard as fuck, and Bret Michaels is a savage. He's such a savage.
We were at his bar at Circus in Las Vegas.
No, it wasn't Bret Michaels. It was. Oh God, what's his name?
Vince Neil.
Yeah.
Are you two a couple?
Yes.
We are.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I just got that. He sounded so cute. He said, he's like, oh, we were there in Circus.
Yeah.
Just enjoying ourselves at the bar. What? Whose bar was that? It wasn't Bret Michaels.
No, it was Vince Neil from Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I like Circus. They let me that was the place that let me gamble before I was 21.
Oh, they're checking very many things there.
That is so funny. It's like the one rule in Vegas. And they were like, whatever.
Yeah, I think I got banned for life there twice and I was back the next day.
That place is amazing. It's like they haven't touched it since the 70s.
They really haven't.
Yeah.
It's like kind of scary, but it's pretty good time.
It's the only casino I've been to that had a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's a scary
trailer park where there are abandoned buildings and stuff.
Yeah it looks like a zombie.
No, like
the beginning of a zombie movie.
Yeah, this was back nearly 9 years ago when I first came to America and stuff, and I went to Vegas for the first time. Like that was when Circus was still kind of popping, you know what I mean? Like the golden. Yeah, now it looks very scary. It's
it does.
Been rained on 1,000 times, hasn't been clean. Like, God.
Right.
I should buy that place.
You should.
I should just make it James Kennedy Circus.
You're gonna get a call tomorrow. Yeah. How much money do you have?
Not a lot, but I'll get a shit ton of investors.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
There you go.
One day.
It's the best name, Circus. I mean, it's too much fun for one circus.
Yeah. I feel like back in the 80s or whenever that was at its peak, must have been the craziest place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been in a bunch of movies.
So many. That's the main, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you came here and that was your American dream to...
I did all the little American dreams. Yeah, I was that kid for sure. Like, you know what's crazy? Like, nobody really knows this, but I moved to Maine, right? Right. for the first time before I came to California.
Uh-huh.
From Ibiza, because my parents are crazy.
To Maine?
Wow.
That's a shift.
It was.
It lasted about a year and 3 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And then we drove from Maine to California.
Wow.
Yeah.
In what?
Not a big car. A small car, yeah.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it was my three brothers and my
dad. Are there any songs or music that remind you of that car ride?
So many. You know, me and my dad were like in the front seat the whole time, and my dad was always the music man, mm-hmm. like in the family. He always used to play the best stuff. I don't know. So much shit. So yeah. A lot of like, English music.
You ever
music.
Have a song come on and then you're like, oh shit, that reminds me of our drive from Maine to LA. What kind of music is he into? Did he
Couldn't
like
really think of anything?
60s.
A lot of Elton John. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, yeah, I think like Philadelphia Freedom or stuff. A lot of Elton John on the drive. Mm-hmm. The Moby Play album we really liked. I don't know, random shit, but good shit. You know.
I just heard that album again recently. Like, and I was on CVS or something, and I was like, I used to really love this.
Yeah, it was incredible.
When you first started DJ at 14, what were you like? What was the music you were most into?
Oh my god, like, dude, like, I was young, like, Satisfaction came out, like, uh-huh. around that time. Fucking Dance Calabria, that Destination Unknown, that burn, 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 burn. You remember that shit?
Oh,
do you remember that shit?
You mean the song?
The song. So that came back. That came back, like, kind of like in the last 5 years on some hip hop track.
Yeah.
They played it. But back in the day, it was like Destination Unknown, like all the fucking. It was it. And, you know, David Guetta, Love Is Gone, all the mm-hmm. classics were playing. And Ibiza was the place to find them, right? So, like, when me and my friend snuck out one night, I swear, I walked into a place. It was called Es Paradis. It's in San Antonio in Ibiza. And. Fuck, the whole place starts filling up with water, and I'm like, holy shit, like, what's going on? Foam starts coming out, and David Guetta comes out of the ceiling on this, like, circular DJ thing.
I was in there
for like 6 hours. Yeah. I like loved him back then, like learned to like didn't like because everything blew up here, so he kind of like faded away.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like back. But yeah, it was crazy time.
Yeah.
And I like found out I loved house music and wanted to DJ and like make music from then on. And mm-hmm. yeah,
that's so great.
Just carried on.
You DJ all over the place, right?
Yeah, right now I am. Yeah,
it's pretty sick. That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
When you're performing and when you're DJing, how much of it do you say, or would you say, are you like truly in the zone where you're like really not even thinking about anything else?
Oh, like 100% of the time.
Oh, really?
Do you know what's crazy is that. Before any gig I do, every time I get so nervous, I like get so anxious.
Emotional?
No, not emotional. I get like social anxiety and nervous, and I don't know what's gonna happen.
Uh-huh.
And I'm anticipating the moment. You know, I want to get up there and fucking do it. I don't want to sit in this green room for an hour just thinking about what the fuck I'm about to do.
Yeah,
I drive myself crazy.
Hey,
like
do
that.
You ever get cold? I get cold before certain shows. When I get nervous, I get cold.
Yeah, or just
do you ever
short
get any like
breath.
Physical? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like short breath. That's why I have these on me at all times.
Pure
now.
Vape. I love pure vape.
If you're listening at home, he is double vaping. That is two vapes at once, yeah. One for each nostril.
That's impressive. I don't think I've ever seen anyone do that.
Well to get
this
the
one's
the
CBD only, and then
I
this
love
one
that
is
one.
Sativa.
That one's Calm. The pure vape one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Rise and Shine, actually.
Oh, Rise and Shine. Calm is the
Pure, you need to send
one.
Me more now. You need to send me more now.
He mentioned it.
Okay. This is my last beat, boy.
Oh,
but
no.
I know you heard that. For real.
So you were living in England until you were 14?
Yeah, 14, and then Ibiza for 2 years till I was 16, and
right.
then America for the last 11.
Wait, so what year was it when you left England? What would that be?
I think it was like 06.
06?
And then I left Ibiza 08.
All right. And then, 06. I'm trying to remember who was out in 06.
That like, was like...
That was way after... Spice Girls were 90s,
dude,
right?
Remember that
Spice
song?
Spice Girls were 10 years
before
that.
There were so many
that.
Bands, yeah. like random bands that were big, like Keen and like
oh,
that
yeah,
song Wireless, you know? Yeah, like...
Mm-hmm.
I came across a nanny.
Wait, did you go to like a public school? Like what's school like there? Isn't it like... Did you have
different.
To wear a uniform and stuff?
Yes, yeah. definitely.
Have you seen that show Sex Education on Netflix? Where it's an English.
Oh yeah,
oh my God,
with the cartoon.
It's so good.
Wait, no,
no, that's cartoon. Big Mouth.
Oh, it's Big Mouth.
But they were just saying it's supposed to take place in England, but the kids are wearing their own clothes, and English people are like, "What do you? What is
yeah,
this? They're supposed
like,
to be
this
wearing
is not,
uniforms."
Accurate.
But it's co-ed, right?
If you want it to be.
Was yours? What? What does that mean?
I mean, if you want to go to like a co-ed school, you can.
Oh, I thought you meant like you could choose to be a lady.
No, but you could do that too now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. That's what's beautiful about everything.
I went to private school. It was a co-ed private school. I had like a little tie and a blazer, and I was a naughty little shit in those days. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
What was one of the worst things you did in school?
I mean, I wouldn't say the worst thing. I would say like more of like, how can I say
mischievous?
Mischievous, like taking attention away from the class, just doing shit I shouldn't be doing in school. Fuck. Just whatever I could get away with, I probably would try to be.
I was always talking to my neighbor. That was my problem. They could not shut me up.
Oh, yeah, talking to my neighbor was, talking. Yeah.
And then they move me around. I'm like, oh, like, I can't get along with literally anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice challenge. Try. I'll talk to the booger kid. I don't care.
The nerdy girl, Becky, that doesn't want to chat at all. I'm her best friend by lunch. You know? All right, yeah, we're going. We're doing this.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. School was good, you know, like, whatever. As much as, like, I had a hard time in school, like, I do miss it now. Like, you know, it's good times back in the day.
Well, the structure, you know, it's nice to have that structure.
I miss
sir,
too.
Not so much structure, right?
Sir?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it kind of is like a big school, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Lisa's like the headmaster. And we're all her little classmates. Shit.
That's
yeah,
so
it's good though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk more about this reality TV thing. It's almost like you manifested this life for yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
You know,
what about Big Brother? Isn't Big Brother huge over there?
Big Brother was like the first big...
It's way bigger over there.
Yeah.
It never really took off here, right?
That's insane, yeah.
It's
the main. There's also another show that didn't really take off here. It's called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people from the U.S. go over there to be on it, right?
That's
but
cool.
it just never happened.
I was shocked to see it's still going on, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But I liked that. I liked that. America has a show called Naked and Afraid, which is really... I really like Naked and Afraid. I don't know why. It's just fucking crazy.
What is that?
Okay, listen to this. These people, two people, they get stripped of everything. Their
male
clothes
and female,
and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And being naked is not a big deal, but it's just the first part of something crazy they're about to go into. It's a survival fucking show, and they get like dropped off in like Ecuador, in the middle of the rainforest, right? And first of all, bugs eat them alive for the first 3 days.
Ugh.
Then they just got like millions of bites on them, and they get no money after this, guys. It's 3 weeks of just torture. They get to raise their PSR level, whatever the fuck that is. It's just so, it's so ridiculous.
There's no money,
but get this. This guy, right? There was a one called like Naked and Afraid XL. I don't want to talk about this for too long, right? But Naked and Afraid XL, right? This guy, he's like a warrior dude on it. He made a bow and like killed a cow or something.
What?
Like,
what?
He like killed like an actual running animal and then like put it on his back and brought it back to all these starving people in the tribe that were there for like a week that hadn't eaten. And they like the girls were looking at this guy like he was fucking gone. Like, they were salivating like, oh, he brought meat back for us. Like, we fucking love this guy. Yeah. And it's just a crazy show. It really shows people, like, they just change in 24 hours without water and food. Like, humans adapt real quick.
Wow.
And these are, like, the people that think they're cocky as fuck. Like, I'm going to go wreck Ecuador. Watch me. Like, it's like me, but in the fucking guy, like, Mr. Wilderness James. Like, I'm going to rape this. Like, no. These people really, really suffer.
Yeah.
It's a crazy show. But I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's, like, more like eat bugs and like make a fucking tent, and if you say I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, they get shipped out
away. Shipped out. Oh god. They see how long they can endure
this. Person brought a machete on this show and like cut his finger off, and like he had to like walk like 10 miles until he gets like to a fucking hospital.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's on History Channel. I don't know, it's fucking crazy.
I remember when the first time I saw Naked and Afraid the promo, I was like, what, this can't be what it is. And then I watched like 20 minutes and I'm like, that show is what it is. It's
that's crazy.
Naked.
Yeah,
what's
people
the prize?
Think it's like more sexual than it is, but it's really not sexual at all.
Seriously, there's no prize.
There's no prize at all.
I thought there was some kind of money involved, but I guess it's just, I mean, I'm sure you get paid to appear on it, but it's not like, it's an appearance fee. It's not like there's prize money.
Right. I don't know what it is, but it's, they would be saying like, I'm getting $100,000 if I do this, but like, no, they're not.
Jeez.
Wow.
It's a crazy show. I've watched every episode. And
really?
I'm never going on it, so don't even think about that. No, I would never in my dream. I would die. I would just literally fade away.
In England,
they wouldn't have to censor it. They could just show the people's bits and bobs, right?
Could they? I don't know. Oh, yeah. I think in Big Brother, they were naked back in the day.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's
in
been
America.
So long.
Oh, right. That's right. You've been
America
here for
so long. Is such pussies about censorship, man.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
They're like, check out this dude get his head blown off. Oh, but you can't look at a boob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Everything's so violent, but no titties. Mm-mm. That's no fun.
No, it's not.
Have you ever, I don't know if you care to talk about this stuff or not, but have you ever, on a reality show, do they make you recreate something and then you're like, I don't want to recreate that? Like, that feels awkward.
No, I'm always myself on everything, you know?
Yeah. 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 They never make you say something again, and you're like,
nobody makes me do anything.
Oh, shit! Oh, no. You're living life naked and afraid, but not afraid.
Straight up.
I'm living life fully clothed in some Gucci. That's what I'm doing.
Do you have a hard time, because from the outside, like, I'm just like a normal dude. You look like you're having a lot of fun. Do you have a hard time focusing?
No, I'm pretty focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who says comfy can't be work appropriate?
Old people.
No. Boring people.
Boring people.
Unimaginative people. Beta Brand wants you to look good and feel good even at the office.
Thanks, Beta Brand.
Their dress pant yoga pant features ultra-comfy styles designed to impress. It's wrinkle-resistant, four-way stretch pont-knit fabric.
I think it's Ponty-knit.
Ponty-knit?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's fancy.
They're fancy. Dress pant details like faux zippers, pockets, and front buttons, and belt loops, they'll have everybody tricked. They'll be thinking you're wearing your finance pants.
Yeah.
But really, really, you're wearing yoga pants, baby.
Absolutely.
They have boot cut, straight leg, skinny, cropped, and more. Their standard colors are like black, navy, gray, khaki, with seasonal and limited edition colors released monthly. There are four lengths to choose from, and even styles featuring functional pockets.
So you get to the yoga studio, you're wearing your pants, all right? Everybody else, all the other ladies, they're getting changed.
And they're waiting for you to change.
And then you say, namaste in these pants. And then you go right into the yoga studio.
These pants are super comfortable. They do feel like actual yoga pants. And I, of all people, should know that because I have a habit of just leaning into a hard lunge while I'm talking and just stretching.
You let people know.
I do.
That you're multitasking.
I start like just stretching and working it out.
People, it's 2019. Why are you ever changing your pants? We have developed pants that you just that cover it all.
Also, their website is really user friendly, and it's pretty easy to quickly get on there and see which ones you want.
But don't take our word for it. Go to betabrand.com/softspot to get 20% off of yours. Visit betabrand.com/softspot to get 20% off of your first pair of Beta Brand yoga pants.
Anyone who's had a migraine knows that they're the absolute worst. It's like terrible. You can't handle having your eyes in the light. I just want to be like in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
On like cold tile floor.
Yeah.
But now it's a little easier to treat your migraine from the comfort of your own home thanks to Cove. Cove starts out with a simple consultation by a licensed physician, and then the prescription that they determine is best for you is sent directly to your door.
Which is great if you have a migraine.
It is. After your consultation, your doctor creates and tailors your individual course of treatment. Cove then reaches out a few weeks after to see how you're feeling. That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. They break down everything you need to know about migraines and migraine treatment. They are doctor supervised. A doctor who is licensed to practice medicine in the state you live in will be the one who prescribes your monthly medication and oversees your progress.
And importantly, most importantly, FDA approved medication. All migraine medication prescribed by doctors at Cove is FDA approved.
So if you suffer from migraines, the last thing you need is to have to wait to see your doctor. With Cove, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. And when you use our special link, you'll get your first month of treatment for free. Go to withcove.com/softspot.
withcove.com/softspot.
Get rid of those headaches so you can listen to our show more. As Sarah Silverman once said, death creeps in through the gums.
And she is not wrong.
One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly.
Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. It was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable.
Quip is amazing. We're still using it. We've been using it for a year. We love it. The toothbrush has a built-in 2-minute timer, and it pulses gently every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. It also helps you brush for the full 2 minutes that you're supposed to brush.
That's right. Up to 90% of us don't brush for the full 2 minutes and don't evenly clean our teeth. Gross!
Gross. You're gross.
A multi-use cover mounts to your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on-the-go brush. And let me tell you, this toothbrush is beautiful.
It's really cool.
It's sleek as hell.
You could whip it out up in the club and people will be like, what a cool dude.
It looks expensive. It's really, really such a nice toothbrush. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. 3 out of 4 of us use bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. Also, again, gross. Let's change that.
Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/softspot, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. It starts at just $25. You go to getquip.com/softspot, and your first refill pack will be free with a Quip electric toothbrush.
That's why we love Quip, and they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals.
20,000 plus one.
Plus my dad.
Who is now using it.
Yeah, yeah. My dad, the dentist.
Loves it.
American Dental Association people, no joke, serious business, loves this toothbrush.
Get Quip. We just watched the Michael Jackson documentary last night, and that's...
Switching gears.
Yeah, switching gears.
How was that? Yeah. Wait, oh, I've heard a little bit about
that. We didn't get
that.
Through the whole first half yet, but it's you know, I was one of those people that didn't want to believe it, but knew that it was, like, weird, but I was like, I didn't want to believe how bad it was,
yeah.
And it's pretty bad.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's talking about it online. It's kind of hard to, like...
I'll definitely watch it. You know, I'm, like, a huge fan of, like, movies about people in music. Like,
yeah,
even if
too.
It sucks, I'm still gonna like it.
I know, me too.
Like, I remember watching The Temptations when I was little, and yeah. I fucking love that movie. And then I saw the fucking Temptations live in, like, Tenerife with
wow.
my parents. Yeah, like... Oh my God, crazy.
There's a great bad movie.
Just like the rest of them, like The Last Woman That Was Alive. And like, anyway, what did you say? Sorry.
So VH1 Classic, I don't know if you know that channel, but it's not even around anymore. But they used to make original movies. They used to have like money, and they made a Def Leppard movie that is so bad and so watchable. It's like so fun and so dumb. It's great.
Where could you find stuff like that now?
I have no idea where to find that, but it's such a good movie.
Stuff like what? What do you mean?
You know, whenever they do
basic cable original movies.
Low budget,
they've fizzed away. I don't know.
Biopic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to see.
You missed the whole, any of that hair metal stuff, obviously, by a lot.
Yeah. It's like.
Did you ever go see, like, a Def Leppard or anybody like that as you got older? Do you care about that kind of music at all?
What do you mean? What are you saying, that kind of music?
Like 80s, like 80s arena rock.
I've seen Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I saw them at Coachella. Fucked up.
Yeah.
And it was so sick. It was Disclosure, who are my favorite English duo.
Uh-huh.
You know, two, like, I think they're brothers or whatever. Amazing music. I mean, they've
Wait a second.
Disclosure. You know,
I know, but
Sam Smith,
you know what's crazy?
What?
My kids' elementary school is having a fundraiser. And Disclosure is playing it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, their friends.
When?
I didn't know.
When your kids go to school, man. coming through for the concert.
Well, it's funny. It's because they told us, and we might have to edit this out. But the guy who's running it, is his kid goes to our school, and they have like that creative space in Frogtown, and they're like, this is the, and Moby's going to be there. And Disclosure's on the list. I'm like, I don't know who Disclosure is.
My
and then
God,
you just
we gotta get
up.
You a ticket.
Yeah.
Moby and
Moby's
Disclosure?
Doing an acoustic set, which I
Moby?
Don't know.
Did you just sing Moby?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, come on. I've got to come through for this.
Yeah.
I've got to come
through
tickets
are $75. I don't know if you have that kind of cheddar. But it's for a good cause.
Let me try and pick up a few extra shifts at service. I'll get the money.
Hey, how are the tips there? Because it's rich people, and I never know if they tip well or if they're the worst.
You know, hey, some... You're getting tipped well.
Yeah,
yeah,
I assume.
Yeah, yeah, for
especially
sure.
If they're on camera.
You know, they're not always on camera, you know, but I remember, like, I found, like, I took this rich guy's wallet. He found it under, I found it under the table he was having dinner at, and he was just leaving, walked up the street, and I, like, I didn't have to, but I ran out the restaurant and ran up the street and gave it back to him, and, like, he literally gave me, I think, like, $350.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
like,
awesome.
The rest of the cash in his wallet, and was like, here, you just saved my night, and I was like, thank you. And I ran back like fucking Charlie from Willy and the fucking. We're like, yeah, like I had the golden ticket. And I came back and I was like, look at that, I got motherfuckers.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, it's so good. It's good times. So it's good times. Yeah.
There's that, every time I watch that movie, I forget about the slow song that his mom sings when she's like so worried about him because he's like, it's
are
like
you talking
the
about
saddest.
The original one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, that's the only one. I mean, fuck that fucking Johnny Depp piece of crap.
I know. It's so bad. It's so bad.
He looks like some creepy, like, hey, want some candy?
Well, he's kind of playing Michael Jackson, if you think about it.
Yeah. It's like,
what is his obsession with Michael Jackson?
The way he, like, doesn't really close his mouth when he talks because it looks like he's had too much plastic surgery looks exactly like how
it's
Michael
creepy.
Jackson talked.
Yeah.
It's true.
Do you remember
so
that
weird.
Dummy from Goosebumps that, like... It's like that dummy face. He didn't like close his mouth when he spoke either.
Yeah.
Can't trust anybody
these
that
mouth
does
breathers.
That.
No, you can't.
Nah.
Absolutely not.
Untrustworthy.
Mouth breathing is one of those, I remember when I was like a teenager and I noticed that dumb, like people I didn't like wouldn't close their mouths when they breathed. And I told my dad, I was like, you ever notice like dumb people like breathe with their mouth? And he goes, yeah, they're called mouth breathers. And I was like, damn it. That's already a thing. I thought I like figured it out.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Whenever you come up with your own idea and then it's a cliche already, it's the word. So disappointing. You're like, I'm not brilliant. I probably just heard that somewhere. That's a terrible remake. But anyway, the point is in the slow song of Charlie and Chocolate Factory, it's like it's literally the opposite of Eye of the Tiger and Rocky, where it's like he's like, I can do this, and then in Willy and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, his mom's like, he'll never do it. It's so she's like, he's never gonna get the ticket. He's broke. My parents still live with my dad's my husband's parents. I love people that point out that how great their life was. Like, they're in bed together for, like, 20 years in that house. And everyone's like, why is that bad? That's awesome. They
Yeah, if you think about it like that.
You got this cute little kid bringing you food.
I know.
It's not so bad.
No, it's not so bad.
It's rotten cabbage soup, though.
What was your favorite movie when you were a kid?
Oh, my God. Movies. I'm such a movie lover, you know? You're going to fucking laugh at
me. What was the first movie?
You're going to laugh at me. I'm going to be fucking honest, okay?
Go for
be
it.
Honest.
Okay, look.
Beaches.
The beaches? What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's a Bette Midler movie.
That's crazy you said that because one of my favorite movies is The Beach, but with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a
sequel.
Good one.
Really? No, it's
no.
not. No, it's not, people. Don't let him trick you. The Beach is about, like, this guy who leaves his family and he goes to, like, Thailand, finds a big weed field and, like, lives on paradise, finds this hot-ass girl and, like, steals this girl's fucking boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's sick as fuck.
And there's no downside, right? It's just a happy
name
movie.
Name a bad Leonardo DiCaprio movie. I'll wait. I'll fucking wait.
I don't think
name
there
one.
Is one.
It's impossible.
He makes pretty good choices.
He did this. The Beach, Inception, Shutter Island, Wolf of fucking Wall Street.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a gangster. And then he did...
What's that one with the boat?
So Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic.
And he did that. And he did that. What a gangster. Shout out Leo, man. Shout out my boy
Who
Leo.
Who brings up Titanic 7th in his list of movies?
I know.
That's how gangster he is. Do you know what? Like, he's such... Like, nobody gives him the credit he deserves. Like, he's like an environmentalist now on, like, his Instagram.
He is.
I know.
And, like, made so many amazing movies. And then there's other people that, like, make kind of, like, a little bit of fame and then they, like, fuck up and then they're, like, trash on their fucking foot to people. And then, like, other people will just work hard forever and, like, make their money and just, like, go along the fucking way.
He also...
Like, it's funny people do things for,
in
like,
his private
reason.
Life, he dated these Victoria's Secret models who have a very hard time
so
talking
many.
To people. I mean,
so
their personalities
many.
Are stunted and he was willing to listen to what they had to say. And
well,
I feel like that's charity.
Well, they're Victoria's Secret models. How much are you listening to, mate? How much are you fucking listening
That's the
to?
Thing. Leo listened. Right. I feel
he
like
did.
He listened.
Yeah.
You know?
And,
you
know,
shout out
Leah.
He was also great in Revolutionary Road. Is that the one?
Yeah,
he was
Kate
great
Winslet.
In everything. He was
great
in everything.
Was great.
That was great. Who wasn't great in everything?
And Kate Winslet is
Kate
also.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet's my, like, personal. I have a problem for her. She's amazing to me.
Oh, I thought you were saying that you
That's
didn't
why
like
I'm
her.
With somebody who kind of looks like
no.
Kate Winslet. Yeah, you do. A little bit, you do.
She's a babe. She's excellent.
Identical.
And
yeah.
I. I love that they love each other so much still.
Yeah.
Wait,
they really got along. Leo and Kate are like good
friends.
They're
like best friends, yeah.
Oh, right, they're best friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She does that thing, he does
it. You've never met Leo?
No,
I feel like you're perfectly positioned to meet Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know, it's crazy. Like, I know some girls that have met Leo, but I don't know. I haven't met Leo, no.
Mm.
Yeah. Nor do I really even want to. I don't really care to. You know, he's the guy in the movies, and I really like the movies.
Right.
Like, I don't want to fucking spoil anything with that.
I know. Oh, my
God. Who would you be?
Like, what's it going to be? I'm going to be best friends with Leo after I meet him? Or, like, what? What?
Maybe.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you would hate it.
I'm
if he was like, let's
can
hang
I get
out.
A photo? And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I don't really want that, you know? Just let him be on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him be on the screen.
Let the fantasy live.
Who do you think you could be friends with if you know? Who's the famous person that you were like, I know me? Because mine is Bruno Mars. I feel like we're twin souls.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I could definitely party with Bruno.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely party with Justin.
Mm-hmm.
I could be friends with anyone, really. I mean, but who would I rather be? Like, any superstar in that, like, Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I'd ride in the Lambo, pull up to the club, fuck it. No baggage claim. Fuck it.
Wait, Tyga or Tiger?
I'm just naming people. I don't know.
That's fine. You're naming people. You're doing great.
Lil
I'd
Pump.
Go to a strip club with Lil Pump. Why not? Floyd Mayweather. I'd spend some money with him. Yeah. I'd be friends with Kanye West. I mean, honestly, I would be like, I'd be like.
Is there anyone that
I'd
you
be
would
his
be?
Butler, for
you would be paralyzed if you met them. Like, you would be so starstruck.
Kanye. Yeah, by far. Nobody else.
Well, you seem like you're almost close to meeting.
I know. I feel like you're just a few degrees away from Kanye.
Let's prep you right now if you meet Kanye, because you don't want to look like an asshole, right? So let's
what
figure out
do?
What you would say.
Like,
what would you ask him?
I wouldn't ask him anything.
That's good answer.
Good answer. Yeah.
You listen.
Right.
That's the answer.
You listen, boy. Good answer. You fucking listen.
I feel like also probably he doesn't like a lot of eye contact. I feel like he's someone you're not probably allowed to.
I look him dead in the eyes for sure. Yeah.
No fear. I like that. It's bold.
I've got to see into his eyes.
Yeah.
Sure. And his, like, you know, artistic soul, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd, like, probably gain energy or power or level up. I don't think you need any more.
I think you've got your first thing already.
You are bursting.
Yeah.
You're bursting with creative energy. What's something?
Thank you.
What's an artistic outlet that you have that people don't know about?
Dude, everything. What do people don't know about? I probably like painting. I like painting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, like, writing and making beats and shit like that. Like, that's great. And then just being like, I don't know. I think artistically, creatively, you could like express yourself just being outside and like doing things. Like, my See You Next Tuesday night and whatever, like, the nights I little have it, like, at Sir and stuff, those things blew up, and mm-hmm. it was so great because of the vibe I created just around with everyone, you know? Like, I met everyone, I made sure everyone was on the right level, and it was just, like, a way of, like, but not in, like, a
you
hosty
sound like
way.
Kanye right now.
Not in a hosty way.
Yeah.
Like, in a way
like
where it's
like, creating
just
experiences.
Yes. I like experience.
That is what DJing is, really.
That's another form of it, and I haven't found, like, a way where it's crazier for me than that yet. Like, when I make a song where it's like one, two, like, and it's hard, and I can see people just like fucking going nuts off of that.
Yeah.
Like, and then I come back, like, there's just bounding, just like, oh my God, like, this is on right now.
Right.
And that makes me feel really good. Yeah. And then, like, you know, there's also a little high I get from, like, making music and, like, my, like, fucking wherever I'm making music, on a plane or anything. I kind of go into, like, I think every producer does or every painter does. You know, you go into the painting. You go into what you're working on. Any writer will go into the page. Like, mm-hmm. he's there. And then you kind of snap out of it to pee or go take water or take another bong rip. And then back into it.
Yeah,
and
getting
that's
in the
what
zone.
I like. Yeah, that's what I like.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do sound like Kanye. That's how he talks, in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's crazy. Like, but because he's so genius, he doesn't know how to, like, pinpoint his mind onto so many ideas at once to get people to understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So then he just gets frustrated, and he's just like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's
crazy.
Well,
we're all limited by the limits of language. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
That's why, like, you know, just do you and just, you know, because you can't really force anyone or force anything, or like, you know, we're just all here doing it, so just do it, you know, just do you. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
My podcast. So I'm really excited about it. It's called It's Not About the Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I've been a podcast hater my whole life, guys. You know, I haven't got the fucking. I haven't
your
been.
Your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, since the generation of it started to now.
Yeah.
But now I like him. Mm-hmm. But it took me a while to get into it, and it took me a while to accept them, just because, you know, I haven't really got, like, the time, or, like, not the time, the... What's it called? I'm like ADD and I just like...
You mostly listen to music?
Yeah, or? Music. I'm just not going to listen to a podcast for 45 minutes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know why, but I didn't listen to audiobooks either when I was younger. Or like, you know...
I just recently got into audiobooks. Books,
but, yeah. But, you know, I was doing other shit and...
Well, you're getting older now and you're slowing down a little bit. Maybe you have time to listen.
Exactly. You know? No, I love him now and I've been listening to so many and I've started my own. It's called It's Not About the Podcast. And it's basically, I called it that, first of all, just because I didn't want it to be like generaled against anything and I just wanted to kind of be like, it's not about the podcast. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's smart. And I said it's not about the pasta on the show.
Right.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a little play on play. And I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on yours.
Yeah,
and,
sure,
like, of course.
You know, you guys are welcome on mine anytime. I'd love that.
Yeah.
So who all have you had on yours?
Well, a lot of music guests. It's mostly about music and like talking about stuff. And then I get into like funny things. I do like a space game on it. I talk about music. I bring on a special talented guest of mine every week that has to show like... has new music to show me, but I'm going to start broadening that because I've got a lot of listeners and a lot of cool people that I've met on Instagram and stuff that want to come onto the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I want to listen to like cool people, you know, so maybe they're not into music, but maybe they're into like, you know, fucking poetry. I don't know, but like maybe they're dope as hell. So yeah, I'm doing this podcast. I'm having a lot of fun with it. And yeah, it's a new episode every week.
So. I love that you want to create an avenue for people to showcase their creative stuff.
Yes. I like that too.
You seem to be very much a champion of creativity, and I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's so great.
Creativity is probably the most beautiful thing, like one of the most beautiful things like in life to me, because, you know, you really just make something out of nothing, and that's like what life's all about.
I think. It's so sad when people say, I'm not a creative person. How could you say that?
I know. When people say Don't let it bother you,
and then just like go along about your day, because maybe in the next life he will be. But this time it's just not his time. And you can't think, if you think about it like this, like on Earth, like, we're all fucking like these cells and organisms living among Earth and doing things, and we all have jobs. Uh-huh. Maybe his job isn't to be creative. His job is to fucking do some other shit. So let him go do his other shit.
Yeah.
And you go do your shit.
Exactly. Right.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant by do you and do your shit. Because we all have jobs here. Yeah.
We do.
And I know mine.
You do.
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
You have a lot of
to create and to fucking have an impact on the world. Have a fucking big boom. Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to make music. I want to play as many shows as I can. You know, have fun.
I'm an old lady. Don't hate me.
Yeah, she's really into like old jazz, like 30s and stuff like
that.
That's
cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard she's found some really cool stuff where where they remix music from back then. That's awesome.
The Caregiver.
Have you ever?
I liked that. The Caregiver.
Yeah.
What's that?
He's a DJ and he puts together stuff. It's like based off of old jazz songs.
Oh, I gotta look that up. I've heard of Parov Stela. Have you heard of Parov Stela? He had a song called The Chamberlain Swing. It's like bum 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 bum. I'll play a little bit.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah.
Keep talking because it's gonna take me. It's gonna take me a minute.
I know, it's a lot of pressure waiting for the music to cue up.
I know you're
because most of the time when everybody gets quiet, nothing that I want to play actually plays.
Right. What is your favorite rapper, like when you first got into it?
Oh,
and all
my
that?
Gosh. Really like, I've been listening to rap forever. Like, it started with like Eminem and Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube and all that. Like, Today Was a Good Day and all that stuff. Which is crazy for like an English guy, because I remember my dad gave me like the Best of Pure Hip Hop CD when I was like young as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, I walked in, got a G-Unit fucking CD. Then, like, Chris Brown came out and all this other shit. Rihanna got started and just life, like, progressed, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I discovered dance music and that was just my it. Like, I don't listen to no rap. I don't listen to shit.
Who's the best right now? Who's, like...
Producers for dance music?
Yeah.
I mean, Illenium has come up so much. His production is just unbelievable and I really respect it.
Mm-hmm.
I really like his music. And then there's all the classics, you know, Martin Garrix is going to be a living legend by the time he's like 40, like, you know what I mean? Like, when his career's done, he'll be a living legend. if he continues the hard work and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many. That's the thing with DJs and music now. It's not like the olden days. There's just fucking millions of us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Millions
so
and millions of good.
It's like stand-up.
Of good people.
I know. I was just going to say, comedy, there are so many comedians.
I've had that kind of music like come into my periphery sometimes because it's not something that I go to naturally.
This is the guy you were talking about?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
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 Oh, I like that. That's fun.
Yeah, he's gangster.
What's his name?
Perov Stila. He's French, I think. He's sick. That song.
Well,
really
nobody's perfect.
That song's got. That's funny as fuck.
I remember getting into sometimes house music and shit will come into my periphery,
What kind of music do you like?
I wanted to say I remember finding this group. I know they're huge. Is it Tyco?
Tyco.
Is that what they're called?
Kygo?
No, it's a T. Tesco? Whatever. They're easy listening house music, and I was I could get into this, and then I heard immediately people making fun of them for being middle of the road, you know, whatever, and I was like, oh, of course.
He does love easy listening type of music.
I do too, sometimes.
I like smooth, you know, smooth jams.
Easy. I like that when I'm walking through the airport, you know, very chill.
Luckily, they're also playing that in the airport.
Yeah, so. I know. You don't even need headphones.
Speaking of soundtrack for airports, Brian Eno, that was a big one. Did you ever get into Brian Eno? Is that like a...
Not as much.
Okay.
No.
Is he the beginning of that kind of music? He must be in some level, right?
Never heard
Kraftwerk
of
and Brian Eno and stuff like that?
Kraftwerk, I've seen them before live at Paul Oakenfold's house, actually.
Oh.
Right. Oh, I was there. I'm surprised we didn't run into each other.
Yeah. Looking over at Paul's house, actually, looks over the Hollywood Bowl, so he gets every concert free because it's just right over. And then he's got speakers and these screens at the back of his yard that show the concert as well, and bleachers. So it's you're just on these you're on these
that's
privacy.
That's crazy.
So we had a Kraftwerk party.
He
and
made
were just,
his
like,
own box seating.
Well, it's at the end. Yeah, there's 12 select mansions around the Hollywood Bowl, right on top of the thing. He's got the one, the biggest one.
Wow.
Yeah, when they do the Disney opera show, I bet that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's all colorful.
So he's doing okay. Paul Oakenfold.
Why wouldn't he be?
I know.
Oki is a good friend. Shout out Oki.
Yeah. What did you?
We're talking about music that we like.
No, I know but who you met at Paul? Who'd you see? Oh, Kraftwerk. You saw them.
Kraftwerk.
They played there.
Yeah, they played at the Hollywood Bowl. It was pretty sick.
Oh, you mean they were in the hall? I thought they were at his house.
No, we were watching the Kraftwerk concert from his backyard.
Gotcha.
That was happening at Hollywood Bowl.
All right.
It was fucking crazy.
I thought it was Daft Punk is playing at my house, the LCD sound system.
Daft Punk would be sick. That's someone I've never gotten to see. Daft Punk is a huge, huge,
I love them.
Inspiration
I
to
love
me.
I love Daft Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think they are? Aren't they
they're known.
It's Banksy and the other guy.
Neil Armstrong. Well, no, Marshmallow is actually half of Daft Punk.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding.
No, I
know. Theory too. It's I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. It's just Deadmau5.
Yeah, maybe. All of the masked
people. It's
Deadmau5
and Banksy. Yeah.
Most of my favorite music comes from the UK.
Mm.
I think, UK, we're the leading legends in music, I think.
Absolutely. The Smiths.
I know.
I love Morrissey.
Wow, okay,
he's a real nut, but... Yeah,
she got me this shirt.
Hey.
Be kind to Robert Smith,
I love
or
The Cure.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Damn, you guys should just move to England and be rockers over there.
Our friend
totally
did. April,
that's totally your vibe.
It is totally my vibe.
A friend who was on this show once, April Richardson, comedian, very funny woman, obsessed with, she's a Anglophile and loved the Smiths and Morrissey and all that stuff. And but really hardcore super fan, went to visit a friend in England when she was in her 20s, and her friend was Ian Brown, the singer of Stone Roses. I don't know if you remember them.
Mm-hmm.
She was he lives two blocks away, and April was
Stone Roses, classic.
She just went and knocked on his front door, and he answered it. And he was hello? And she's I'm April, I'm from America, I love your band. And he was come on in! And just had tea with her, yeah.
Fuck up.
Because at the time, the Stone Roses were nothing in America, so he was oh my god, an American fan. He was so excited. But anyway, she's been
what
obsessed with British culture and music her whole life, and then she finally met a guy who's a singer.
His band, called Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know them? They had like a Smiths-ish kind of sound
or whatever. Anyway, she met this English guy and just married him and moved there this year. After like 40 years of being here and just being obsessed with England, she like did it. And now she sends all these pictures of their like little English
she manifested town that home, shit,
man. And they have a fox in the backyard and shit. You know how people have foxes?
I had a fox, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a fox.
You didn't have a fox.
I had a couple foxes. Oh, one actually killed my bunny rabbit. Actually.
No. Oh, that is what they do.
Killed a couple of my bunny rabbits. Actually.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I always have bunny rabbits. Yeah. Not they always killed them.
Now, I'm not blaming you, but you're not supposed to have a fox and a couple of bunny rabbits as pets.
Well, the fox wasn't a pet. I lived in like North London. There was a train, like a railroad, like right at the end of our like long backyard, and foxes were just a way of life in England.
Oh yeah. My God, they're so cute. They're so fucking
majestic.
Mean. No.
Majestic.
They are. Yeah. As long as you don't. Yeah, they look great.
Yeah.
Oh, they look fantastic.
Behavior wise.
Oh, no. They look fucking fabulous.
But you know. The problem is, they will eat your fucking bunnies.
They will eat your bunnies. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. If I wasn't stuck here, I would maybe want to have a life over there because I do like the music.
Yeah.
And, I just love the accent.
I love rain.
I just love it.
I love rain.
Love rain.
I got no problem with
love
rain.
Love a little gloom and doom in my weather.
Mm. I like a little rain. I like a little rain.
I feel like the English
sometimes.
Weather makes you feel validated in your feelings. You're like, this that's is...
Fine. It's moody shit, man.
But that's why you love it here, because you're like a happy guy, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you like the beach?
I love the beach. I love getting a tan, bro. I look fucking sexy as fuck all the time. Like, I swear, I look back on like photos of me.
I love the self-esteem on these millennials.
I know,
it's unbelievable.
I
look back on photos of me with a tan. I'm like, God damn it. You got to get a tan again. Like, what are you doing looking pasty right now?
Have you ever gotten a spray tan?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course.
I don't know. I know.
No, that's
babe,
great.
I'm on Vanderpump Rules. Spray tan?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When you walked in here pale, I almost threw up. I was like, this ugly motherfucker.
I have never been I've never been around so many people who like need a tan. I'm like pale. Yeah. I'm okay in my paleness. I moved here from New York. I was in New York for 11 years. I'll live my life pale under like a bunch of black clothing.
You look good with fair skin.
I'm gonna go to a tanning bed right after this.
We're Greek.
Now
we look so much better tan.
I get
it's like different people. Like I'm the same
Greek
way.
God.
I look so much better tan. It's crazy.
Greek god. Just like that. Greek god. Just like that. Boom. You're a Greek god.
Boom. It's like kissed by the sun. Helios.
I know. He used to just take phone calls and he would just like lay out on the sidewalk and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, getting a tan.
Getting my Greek back.
Get my Greek on. Yeah, that's crazy. You'll never catch me doing that.
Well, hey, we have a theme song. Okay. And it's short and it's easy listening, but I would love it. Can we play it?
I want
to
remix.
I want to play it now and see if you'll remix it. Would you do that for your episode? It would take you it'll take you 2 seconds.
A remix? What
it's
do you mean?
Well,
how do you do?
You're, like remix it on
I
my
know,
computer?
You're like asking him
let
how
me
to do this.
To it. Let me listen
how
to it.
How hard is that?
I'm not going to say I will and not, so let me listen
I
to
understand.
It.
Also, at the end, she's sexy on it, so you can use that, too.
I do a little sexy whisper.
Do we have it, Land? What? What a moment to step out.
Send it to me.
Jesus. Okay.
Send it to me. We'll get it done.
Throw a little beat on it.
I
that like I know it's so easy.
I really want to put him on the spot. Is there a way to put him on the spot?
No.
I'm just kidding. No. We
you guys put me on the spot.
That flew by, but we're pretty much done here. Unless you have something you want to add. do you have anything that you want to promote that's coming up besides the podcast?
Follow me on Instagram at It's James Kennedy.
Okay.
SoundCloud/ It's James Kennedy. And then check me out on Spotify and iTunes, James Kennedy Music.
Are you going to come out with a brand of pasta?
No, but...
Have you been approached to come out with a brand of pasta?
Nah, I'm not going to fuck with a brand.
Wine.
However, a cookbook with a lot of pasta recipes.
I love that.
Might be coming.
Yeah, you're going to have to read a book and it'll be your first one.
James Kennedy's World of Pasta.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That is lit.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes. And,
cheers, guys.
Thank you for definitely remixing our theme.
Hasta luego.
Okay, bye.
The soft spot. Yahweh.
Happens After, a podcast network. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts.